Good morning and welcome to Hope United Methodist Church from wherever you are joining us at this morning. A few announcements for you before we begin our time of worship today. First, please note that I am having outdoor office hours every Wednesday from 9 until 12. This week I'll be here at the main campus under my tent, and the next week I'll be at Hathaway. Also, today is drive-through communion, so from noon to 2 I will be here at the church. Please enter off of Center Road, follow the driveway around, and I will be under my tent with communion for you should you desire to take it. Please also keep in mind that the office is closed tomorrow in observance of Labor Day. So if you have something you need, just call and leave a message or wait until Tuesday and we'll get back to you. Our Bible study continues on Zoom on Tuesday evenings. Please also be aware that our Wednesday meals continue, but we're shifting our time. We're going to begin serving at 5 instead of 5:30, but we do ask that you try not to block up our driveway if you are coming. We don't want to be blocking the street. So we will be serving from 5 until 6, and we have plenty of food, so please don't feel like you need to come early and block up our driveway. Now, let us take a deep breath and prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls as we listen to our prelude and engage in worship.
The call to worship. We will read this responsibly. In the midst of life's storms, God is there. What have we to fear? In the darkness and terror, God is with us. Of whom shall we be afraid? Rise up, people of God, for you are loved and saved. Thanks be to God, who cares deeply for us. Amen.
Nearer to thee, in the wind.
gather now for our time of prayer, would you please join me in our unison prayer? O God, who is greater than the most powerful forces in this world, enable us to be still and know that you are God. O Lord, who answers out of the whirlwind of everyday life, breathe in us your Holy Spirit to strengthen, comfort, and guide us in the midst of the storm. O still small voice, speak to us this hour that we might become makers of your peace in our homes, in our communities, in our world. We pray all this in the name of the one who calmed the raging sea. Amen. Now let us continue with our silent prayers of our hearts, our minds, and our souls as we have music guide us in prayerful reflection. As we come now back into our time of prayer, we have many things we pray for, O Lord. We pray for the world in which we live and all the chaos that reigns within it. We ask that you would be at work, that you would use us as you would, that you would help to guide us when we don't know what to do, and it seems as though no matter what we try, nothing ever changes. We know that in the midst of this, there are those within different kinds of storms. Storms of health, storms of scarcity, storms of uncertainty, storms of fear. We hope and pray that you would continue to be with them, that they would recognize your presence. We also pray for Nancy Ann, for James and Kathy, for Olga Taylor. We ask that you would be with them, that you would also be with Maya Bennick, that you would be with all those who struggle and who are dealing with many things. Lord, as we are in this storm and in this boat and tossed about waves from every which direction, wind threatening to swamp us, knock us over, drag us under, we know that you are with us. You are in this boat with us. You are rocking with us. You are getting wet with us. You are feeling the wind with us. It doesn't make the storm any easier, Lord, that we are facing, but it makes it a little less daunting knowing that you are in it with us. So we ask that you would continue to reveal your presence to us, that we would know you more fully, even as we are in the midst of this storm. And we know that you revealed your presence to us in many ways. and you continue to do so. And one of the ways that you taught us and that you continue to reveal yourself to us is through prayer. And you taught us a prayer that we could use when all else felt off kilter. And so now we join in that prayer that you taught us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. Good morning, kids. Welcome to our children's moment. I'm over here in Nora's little play nook. You can see some of her toys hanging out up there. We got a Peppa Pig and a Mr. Bucket. We've already been talking about our stories from the ship as a part of Big Worship. And we talked a little bit about our emotions as well as a part of that. And so today I thought I'd read you another book about emotions because I know right now with everything going on, back to school, being online, not sure how it's supposed to work and everything's so different and it's confusing, can be frustrating, can be sad, can really just mess with us. And so I thought I'd read another book about our emotions as we continue to kind of look at what it means to be in the midst of a storm and how we handle that. So this book is called In My Heart. My heart is full of feelings, big feelings and small feelings, loud feelings and quiet feelings, quick feelings and slow feelings. My heart is like a house with all these feelings living inside. Sometimes my heart feels like a big yellow star, shiny and bright. I smile from ear to ear and twirl around so fast, I feel as if I could take off into the sky. This is when my heart is happy. Other times, my heart feels strong. I stand up tall as if I can touch the clouds. New people and places don't frighten me. I can do it. Watch me go. This is when my heart is brave. See, she's in a little hot air balloon up there, going around the world. When I get really angry, my heart feels as if it's going to explode. Don't come near me. My heart is yelling, hot and loud. This is when my heart is mad. But other times, my heart is cool. I bob along gently like a balloon on a string. My heart feels lazy and slow, as quiet as snowfall. This is when my heart is calm. See, it's a big balloon. On harder days, mean words hurt my feelings, and my heart feels hurt too. It's fragile and delicate, but it can be healed with extra kisses. This is when my heart is broken. Some days my heart feels as heavy as an elephant. There's a dark cloud hanging over my head, and tears fall like rain. This is when my heart is sad. But my heart doesn't stay sad. Like springtime after winter, the sun comes out again. My heart grows tall, like a plant reaching toward the sky. This is when my heart is hopeful. Eek! When I see something scary, my heart beats fast. I feel cold, as if a chilly breeze has crawled up my neck, and I run away as fast as I can. This is when my heart is afraid. See, it's a wolf, and she's dressed up like Little Red Riding Hood. When it's time for a bit of fun, my heart feels full of giggles and wiggles. Abracadabra. I hop around like a bouncy bunny. This is when my heart is silly. Sometimes I hide my heart away where no one can see, like my own small treasure. I don't want anyone to look at me. Safe on my swing, I can watch the world from up above. This is when my heart is shy. My heart can feel so many feelings. And yours can too. Today my heart is proud. How does your heart feel? With everything going on, our hearts can feel so many different ways, often within the same day, and that's okay. If you remember our lesson a couple weeks ago from the color monster, we have to process and sort out our feelings and understand why we're feeling the way we're feeling. But it's okay to work through all of those things. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to get angry. We just have to work on processing and handling that anger appropriately. It's okay to be shy sometimes, and it's okay to be outgoing sometimes. We have all these feelings and they just get bottled up and come out in different ways, especially right now with everything being so chaotic and different. So I hope that you know that it's okay that you have all these different feelings in your heart. And I hope you know it's okay if you need to talk to your parents or a friend about them and work on processing through them. So hopefully, even though we have all these different feelings and everything seems crazy right now, you know that we'll all get through this together and that it's okay to have all these different feelings. Let's get back to worship.
Lesson one today, Psalm 121. I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God won't let your foot slip. Your protector won't fall asleep on the job. No, Israel's protector never sleeps or rests. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade right beside you. The sun won't strike you during the day, neither will the moon at night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. God will protect your very life. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether going or coming, from now until forever from now. May God bless the reading of these words.
Our second lesson for today is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 22 through 25. One day, Jesus and his disciples boarded a boat. He said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." So they set sail. While they were sailing, he fell asleep. Gale force winds swept down on the lake. The boat was filling up with water and they were in danger. So they went and woke Jesus, shouting, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." But he got up and gave orders to the wind and the violent waves. The storm died down and it was calm. He said to his disciples, "Where is your faith?" Filled with awe and wonder, they said to each other, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. All right, whenever you're ready.
Good morning. My name is Renee Woodfolk. For those who do not know me, I am a member of Hope United Methodist Church, and I've been here for a while. Come take this journey with me for a moment. I had made up my mind on August the 17th, which is a Monday, before I went to bed, I had made up in my mind that I was going to sever my relationship with Hope United Methodist Church. And I had my own reasons for doing this, and I justified my reasons. You know, that's what we do. When we make a decision, we want to come up with a reason why we're making that decision. Well, that was August the 17th. Then on August the 18th, I get a text message from the pastor. And he wanted to know if I had read his email. Well, I had not read his email. And I went and read his email. His email wanted to know if I was interested in doing some worship liturgies for August the 23rd and delivering the message on September the 6th. Okay, Lord, here we go again. You're always stepping in when I make a decision. Mind you, I came to Hope United Methodist Church because the Holy Spirit told me to come here. So me making the decision to leave was my decision, not the Holy Spirit. So I went and read the email, and the email indicated that he was going to do something on Mark, which we're doing in Bible study. And he wanted to relate to the disciples, Mark 8, where they were just not getting it, that they were in the presence of royalty. Well, I'm putting this all through my head and I'm processing it. Well, the 19th of August, my mother passed. I'm like, oh Lord, I know you got some of your trick and you're not gonna share it with me, but you know, I trust you. Always have and always will. So my mother passed on the 19th, and that's another sermon for another time, but I just wanted to share with you that I was a witness to her soul going to heaven. I had never ever in my life witnessed anything like that. Her color came back, her smile came back, her high cheekbones came back, and it was like she was just laying there asleep. And I think that sort of helped me get over, and not get over, but it sort of helped me come to the realization that my mother is no longer here. She's gone. But the good thing about that, she went to heaven. So in the midst of all this, you know, and me trying to deal with life, I heard the Spirit say, floating on. Where? I'm like, okay, so this is what you want me to speak on the 6th, floating on, floating by. What are we doing? We're doing what the disciples were doing. They were right there in his presence and they were not getting it. Why? Had their heart been hardened? Were they blind to the fact that they were actually witnessing a miracle? They were right there with the Savior and they couldn't see him. They couldn't see what he was doing, just like we are now. We are in a world that's full of hate, evil, and confusion. And we're just floating by like it doesn't exist, that it's not even here. It is here. It's been here. What's wrong? Stop floating by. Stand still and hear what the Lord is saying to you, to us, to all of us. He's about love. It's about love. We're not loving one another. We're not taking care of one another. We're not respecting one another. We're just floating by like we're in control of something. We're not in control of anything. The Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, not us. We were put here for him. We're supposed to be doing what he asked of us. He put us here for a purpose. There is a purpose in each and every one of us. All you need to do is go to him. People say, yes, I talk to him. I talk to him on a regular basis because I'm floating also. It's obvious that I was floating when I had decided to leave a church that I had not joined on my own. What was I doing? I was floating through, going nowhere, because if I leave the church, I'm back in the world, and the world is not a place for me. The Holy Spirit tells me that on a regular basis, to stay out of the world, and I try to, but it's kind of hard sometimes, especially when you have to go outside and go to the grocery store and you meet other individuals, but we must realize that we're here for him. He's not here for us. In a sense, what I'm saying is, he is here for us. But first of all, he's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to realize that you're not fighting flesh and blood. This is a spiritual war we're in, and we're losing it. We're losing it. Trust me. We're losing it. We gotta get back to basics. Reading our Bible, socialize, and talking to one another. This pandemic should have taught us something, if nothing but love and respect. This is what he wants us to do. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to respect one another. He wants us to treat each other the way that he treats us. He loves us regardless of what we do. He takes care of us regardless of what we do. Stop floating. Put your foot down. Settle yourself and let him lead you. Let him take care of you. He will. He does. I want for nothing. I ask for nothing. I need nothing because he said that I should depend on him. And I do. 100% depend on him. Where was I going to go in this pandemic? What church was I going to go to? They're all closed. Why are they closed? Because we don't attend them on a regular basis. Now you know what it feels like, right? Not to be able to go into the church and sit down and worship and praise and fellowship with one another. You're stuck at home watching the boo tube, internet. That's not what he wants. That's not why he created us. He created us to love one another. Must I continue to say this?
All right.
John 13, verse 34 through 35 states, love one another as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's kind of deep, right? Love one another. Can we do that? Doesn't look very good right now. We don't look like we love one another. Looks like we hate each other more than we love each other. So let's see if we can change that going into the next year. Let's see if we can make up in our minds that we're gonna stop floating by, because personally on your own, you're not going anywhere. You need him to lead and guide you. So stop floating. That's a good word, floating. What does that mean? That means you're just out in the boat, sitting, waiting for something to happen. Well, it already happened. We're in a pandemic. And it doesn't look good, doesn't feel good, and it's not good. Let's see if we can change this. Let's see if we can do as he has instructed us to do. Love one another. You know, I sometimes think that I am all alone, no friends, no associates, just Jesus and the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me. But that's not a good thing either, because you do need friends. You need someone you can talk to, someone you can bounce things off of every once in a while. So let me suggest that you get that relationship with Jesus. Because me personally, I love talking to him. I talk to him just like I'm talking now. I have a conversation with him the same way I'm having this conversation now. We talk. And I have my debates with him, because he's not going to tell you what he's going to do. He just does it. And if he told you or I what he was going to do, we would mess it up, just like we've done so far. We're not learning from past mistakes. If you don't get it the first time, you shall repeat. We can't continue to repeat the mistakes of the past. We must correct ourselves, and we must do it now. Time is short. No, he's not coming back anytime soon, because we're nasty. We are messed up. And he said he's coming back to a pure church. We're not pure. We're doing everything but. Let's get it together, please. For my sake, for your sake, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren, for all the people that he has created. Let's get it together. One more verse I'm going to give you out of the Bible, and I don't like quoting the Bible, but here we go. John 4:21, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. It is our responsibility as Christians to be the example of love and unity in our homes and communities. Take that with you and just think about it. It is so easy to be bad, so easy. But it's hard to be good. And he knows this. But he's given us a manual to use. Just get that relationship with him and see what happens. I thank you for listening, and you have a good day and be safe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Come now to our service of offertory. Let us pause for a moment and be of prayerful meditation as we offer to God, whether we do that by putting something in the mailbox or giving digitally. Let us take a moment of silent reflection as we offer to God. And now, as we think about what it means to give, would you stand as you're able, whether you're at home or standing out on your porch or whatever, and join with me as we sing our doxology and remember what it is we have partaken in.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise for the Son and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Now let us join in our response to the offering. This is a responsive reading, so I will do the leader piece, and then I will invite you to join with me in the unison component. Giving is not a casual act. It relates God's work to our work. Peter writes, "As each has received a gift, employ it for one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace, that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Let us give as people whose work is inextricably linked to God's great works of creation, redemption, and empowerment." Please join with me. Almighty God, giver of every good and perfect gift, teach us to give to you all that we have and all that we are, that we may praise you not with our words only, but with our whole lives. Amen. As you go back out now into the world, may you do more than simply float by. May you be one who has the courage to follow Christ, to love one another, and to know that God is with us in the midst of our storm and our struggle. May you have the courage to not simply float, but to seize the oar of faith and paddle yourself in a new direction. Amen.
God be with you till we meet again. Neath His wings secure.